Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Paradise, heaven, and Arcadia may be the pastoral setting of many operas, but hell, the underworld, and realms of evil are home to many of music's darkest scenes. Often, characters are visited by demons from hell or are drawn into it through temptation, evil spirits, and sin. This hour, 17th and 18th century musical portrayals of evil spirits, Lucifer, and hell. Later in the program, darkness turns to light in our featured release, Epiphany, Bieber, Buxtehude, Capsburger, and Bach by Three Notched Road.
Thank you.
Orfeo convinces Caronte to allow him to enter the underworld in search of his dead lover Eurydice in the famous aria Possente Spirito from Act 3 of Monteverdi's L'Orfeo. The tenor was Furio Zanasi with La Capella Real de Catalunya and Le Concert des Nations led by Jordi Savall. In the world of early Baroque opera, three of the most famous supernatural villains are the sorceress and two accomplices in Purcell's opera Dido and Aeneas. These wayward sisters open Act II by announcing their plans to bring ruin to Queen Dido and to Carthage, before disappearing along with dancing furies while thunder rolls. Here's the scene performed by Les Arts Florissants.
Thank you.
The sorceress and her two witchy companions exit with a dramatic thunderclap from Act Two of Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas, performed by Les Arts Florissants, directed by William Christie. Sorcerers also manage to get in the way of love in Lully's opera Amadis. Louis XIV chose the theme for Amadis, which premiered in 1684. Not surprisingly, Louis XIV is also referenced in the opera. Here in Act IV, our hero Amadis and his lover Oriana are held captive on a dragon ship as demons from hell dance. We heard the prelude and demon scene from Act 4 of Amadis by Jean-Baptiste Lully. Christophe Rousset directed Les Talents Lyriques. Evil in the Baroque era doesn't end with evil spirits. In Handel's Oratorio for the Resurrection of Our Lord Jesus Christ, the devil himself appears as a foil to angels, Mary Magdalene, and more. In scene 1, an angel argues with Lucifer, "You shall see how you yourself tremble on your knees at Christ's great name." Lucifer, in disbelief, argues, "I'll turn hell upside down and bring war even to the heavens."
Questo tuo nome dell'uomo innamorato e che per lui svennato oggi volle morir, che più presume l'omaggio a me dovuto se arrendervi quaggiù muove le piante venga, ma se pretende
oggi che or lo vedrò la morte, vedrai come confusa, lo rimira la colpa, vedrai come atterrita, si nasconde la pena, vedrai come tu stesso, rimirai genuflesso al suo gran nome.
Io tremante, io si vile, e quando, e come, sconvolgerò gli abissi, dal suo centro commossa, dissiperò la terra, all'aria coi respiri, al fuoco coi sospiri, con gli anelli che al ciel muoverò
an angel versus Lucifer recitative dialogue, and Lucifer's aria, O You Dread Powers of Erebus, from part one of Handel's oratorio for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We heard soprano Claudia van Veldhoven, bass Mitchell Sandler, and contrasto armonico led by Marco Vitale. Sometimes the appearance of hell or Lucifer isn't so direct. If you've heard the phrase, that's devilishly difficult, it might come from this piece by Giuseppe Tartini, The Devil's Trill. In a letter, Tartini wrote, quote, "One night I dreamt that I had made a pact with the devil. I gave him my violin to see if he might play me some pretty tunes. I heard a sonata so unusual and so beautiful. Immediately I seized my violin, hoping to recall some shred of what I had just heard, but in vain. The piece I then composed is without a doubt my best, and I still call it the Devil's Sonata, but it falls so short of the one that stunned me that I would have smashed my violin and given up music forever if I could but have possessed it."
Thank you.
The final movement, Andante Allegro Assai, from Giuseppe Tartini's violin sonata, The Devil's Sonata, also called The Devil's Trill. Rodolfo Richter was the violinist with Palladians. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Bonaventura Cavalieri's drama, entitled Rappresentazione di Anima e di Corpo, features a conflict between the soul, a soprano, and the body, a tenor. It's a play with music, but not quite an opera, although Cavalieri was known to have tried to take credit for inventing opera, and it's not quite a music drama in the sense that Wagner would have used the term much later. In Cavalieri's work, the soul and body are torn between good and evil while interacting with characters representing good counsel, pleasure, and intellect, as well as choirs of angels in heaven, damned souls, and blessed souls. The stage is set as heaven, earth, and hell. In the opening of Act III, hell opens and closes several times, tempting body and soul. We'll hear the beginning of that sequence, the Sinfonia, Rise Up Heavens, You Who Are Down Below, and Souls That Rejoice in Heaven.
Thank you.
The Sinfonia to Act 3, and a dramatic scene with the mouth of hell opening and closing, from Bonaventura Cavalieri's Rappresentazione di Anime di Corpo. L'Arpeggiata was directed by Christina Pluhar. For our featured release this week, we turn from our devilish pursuits of hell music to something utterly opposite, a recording called Epiphany, Bieber, Buxtehude, Capsberger, and Bach, by the Virginia-based Baroque ensemble Three Notched Road. They bring together Bieber's Rosary Sonatas with unaccompanied works by J.S. Bach and chamber works by Johannes Hieronymus Capsberger and Dietrich Buxtehude. We'll start with Bieber, The Visitation, Sonata in A Major from Bieber's Rosary Sonatas.
Thank you.
The Visitation, Rosary Sonata in A Major by Heinrich Bieber. We heard Three Notched Road performing, featuring violinist Fiona Hughes. Three Notched Road doesn't only put violin at center stage. In concert, they often use recorders, bagpipes, sackbut, and voice. Here's Buxtehude's Viola da Gamba Sonata in D Major with gambist Rebecca Landell-Reed.
Thank you.
Buxtehude is Viola da Gamba Sonata in D Major, featuring Rebecca Landell-Reed with three-notched rode. Let's bid farewell to this diabolical and heavenly hour of music with more music from Heinrich Bieber, the Chacona from his Partita for Two Violins in A Major from Harmonia Artificioso Ariosa. Three-notched rode performed the Chacona from Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Bieber's third Partita for two violins from their CD Epiphany, our featured release this hour. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoob Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.